Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 337 for Wednesday, April 6th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly lower in choppy trading Wednesday morning. Canola was anywhere from 80 cents to $1.10 below unchanged, with the May contract checking in at $479.70 a ton. That's down $1. Steady farmer selling and ideas that more U.S. farmers could switch acres intended for corn to soybeans was bearish for the market. Large soybean supplies from South America contributed to the declines. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and Chicago Board of Trade soybeans were also lower. However, the Canadian dollar was slightly weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola a little more attractive on the international market. Gains in crude oil have supported global financial markets, and that was bullish for canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 cents weaker, with the May contract at $9.01 a bushel. The market felt some pressure by weak demand. There are also ideas that more bean acres could be switched to corn. The U.S. national average basis is on the decline. However, on the other side, wet weather in Argentina is causing a delay in that country's harvest, and that was supportive. Corn was half a cent lower, with the May contract checking in at $3.56 a bushel. Ideas that corn acreage in the U.S. will be higher this year continue to drag down the market. A lack of news about the state of the U.S. crop was bearish, as traders are looking for something that could take the market higher. Large commercial players are buying old crop supplies at a fairly steady pace. U.S. wheat was 10 to 11 cents lower, with the May contract sitting at $4.63 a bushel. Improving weather in the southern plains was bearish. Rainfall is expected to help the hard red winter wheat crop, which had been suffering from excess dryness. As well, the USDA's crop progress report rated just under 60% of the U.S. crop as good or excellent, and that was a fairly big increase over the previous rating of just 55%. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, April 6th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.